Hello and welcome to another episode on Vine and Dining LA with Anoush, where I bring you stories and I take you behind the wine scenes. Thank you for spending your Friday evening with me and with my guest. I hope you have a nice glass of wine and you are comfortable sitting and enjoying this conversation. Month of March is the Women's History Month, and it's a month to celebrate all the women. I decided that this month I'm going to bring you interesting stories of wonderful women who have made an impact in food and wine industry. Today, I have a very dear friend of mine, Mariam. She is an author of a cookbook called Cooking with My Armenian Family. Hi, Mariam. Thank you so much for spending your evening with us. How are you?
Hi, Anoush-chan. I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm so excited that you are going to share the story of your cookbook, how it came about, and maybe also share a recipe or two for our women to prepare over the weekend in celebration of the International Women's Day, March 8th. So lots of things to talk about and lots of things to do.
Great. I'm ready.
All right. So I love to learn the story of my guests. I like to know where they came from, how did they end up in the United States or in the other parts of the world, because ultimately, you know, our roots tell a lot about what we do further in our lives, and in particularly in your case with the cookbook. So there's a direct correlation between where you're coming from and cookbook. So why don't you share with us where you're from?
My cookbook is actually very practical, and it's a story book, pretty much telling, you know, with each recipe, there is a little story, which is, you know, it came out from something that a memory that I remember from a smell from that particular, you know, moment in life or at that time. And so those recipes stuck with me. And it wasn't so much that, oh my God, I loved those recipes and I loved having that food when my grandmother made it. It's the love and, you know, the feeling of comfort. And that's what was stuck with me in my memory, and that's where the recipes came from.
And where are you from? Where is your family from? Because I know that there is a different mixes of different dishes that in the cookbook you have, your family have been cooking, but they have, you know, the history where they came from and the influences that it had on them, correct?
Correct. So, I was born in Yerevan, Armenia, the city of Armenia, Yerevan. My mom was born there. My uncles were born there. But both my grandparents are descendants of Western Armenia. The background from my mom, maternal grandparents. So my grandmother's side is from Sassoon, which is Armenia, or it used to be. My grandfather, you know, I don't know so much except, you know, from the interviews that I did, my grandfather's family was from Mashkert, and that wasn't so much in Western Armenia. It was in Syria, but it was a small community of Armenians, small town Armenians, and sort of a social center of arts and culture. So that's where my grandfather is from, his family's from. So they came to Armenia after World War II, just like many, many Armenians who returned back to homeland. So that's where that's where they met and got married, and that's where my mom and my mom was born, and that's where I was born. So my book, it's a sort of assortment of recipes, I can say, because there's always Middle Eastern Armenian side of it, and there's, you know, the Eastern Armenian. My book is both because I grew up with this, both, I guess, fusion, or not fusion, but cultural you know, mixes where, you know, we had Middle Eastern, Western Armenian, and also Eastern European and Russian recipes. And that's how I grew up. So it's a mix of recipes there in my book.
Yeah, it seems like it seems like a big mix and a big, like a bouquet of flowers. I guess you can put it in that way. Do you remember if, you know, your one side of the family who was, let's say, from Armenia, like Eastern Armenia, and the other ones from the Western Armenia, if they had any discussions about, like, arguments, like friendly arguments, of course, you know, who has a better cuisine and whose, like, dishes are better? Do you? Because I think that's always, like, there yeah. tends to be those arguments, right?
The arguments, I think not so much the arguments because they were both from Syria and they had very similar. And my grandmother's side was from Antioch, and that's northern side of Syria, and it's part of Turkey. But that's where she actually was born, and she was raised until, I don't know, 18 years old before she came to Armenia. So, you know, they had very similar recipes. However, I remember the little argument that there was. My uncle's wife's family was from Eastern Armenia, so they were native to Armenia. They weren't from, you know, descendants of Western Armenia, and their background is from. I keep always forgetting that. What is that side where they love to drink?
Hapan?
No.
Around Sevan area.
They, you know, they're known because they love to drink. That's where they're known for.
I think that's Gavar or Kavar.
Kavar. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Around Sevan. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So my aunt's family, where the dad's side was from that side, but they were born and raised in Yerevan. So they were, as they call, Banik Hayastansi. So what and my uncle's wife, she pretty much learned all of the recipes as, you know, my grandmother used to cook. But there was always the argument where, you know, we came, Akhbanere, you know, that was the thing, you know. We came and we taught you guys how to, you know, cook and all that stuff. Because, you know,
the spices.
Spices and all that stuff that, you know, they brought with them, you know. So that's probably the little argument, but not really big arguments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because for me, you know, growing up in Yerevan, our Armenian food that I'm used to was more heavily on herbs. You know, there is no dish, there is no soup, there is no stew, no salad that you would not use herbs like really heavily, not as much as spices like cardamom or coriander or other things that are used in the Western Armenian cuisine, but more like herbs. And in the wintertime, we would dry lots and lots of herbs, you know, to bring that flavor. So it's that's the difference, like a lot of differences that I see. It's like more like herbal for the Armenians from Armenia proper, like and then Eastern Armenia, and then from Western, it's like heavier on the spices.
And you're absolutely right. Yeah, you are absolutely mm-hmm. right on that. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Are you a professional food writer? Are you an author? Or how did this book idea came to you? Because we all have our family recipes, we all cherish them, but, you know, not everybody just does that, you know, sits down and puts a book together. How did you decide on doing that and why, maybe?
Yeah, I know I'm not a professional book writer or, you know, chef or any type of writer, but this book kind of, when my grandmother passed away, and this was something that I always had back of my mind that I wanted to do some project like this, but I really never thought of it as, you know, turning into a book. It was just something I wanted to have for the family, you know, just to have recipes and sort of a project. When my grandmother passed away, and she was like a second mom to me, so I wanted to kind of contribute something to her memory. And it was very, you know, it was something that I needed to go through the grieving process as well. She's full of life. I wanted kind of to give her that eternal life, pretty much. That was the idea. But I really never, I didn't start really putting everything together until, and this is really so abstract. It really doesn't link anything together, but it's just, you know, I guess the muse for me was I was at my friend's sister's house, and she is she's a designer. She stages houses. So she had this branch, and she had thread around it on the top of her fireplace. And I was staring at it, and I asked, "What is this?" And she said, "Oh, I just found this branch outside, and I thought it was a piece of art, and I put it there." And it was just right at that moment, it was just like, you know, it doesn't take too much. It just takes an idea, and it doesn't have to be complicated, and you can just do it because it feels right. It feels, you know, that's something you want to do. And I just came home straight from their house, and I started writing, believe it or not. And that's just that's where it started.
Yeah, it's just it was very interesting. But did it have, like, what did, looking at that branch, like, what went through your mind, or like having that conversation, you know, why did she pick it up, and why did she think it, like, why did she place it as an art? How did that make you make this decision? Like, there's got to be something that, you know, you were, like, clicked.
Well, honestly, it was just like a moment of inspiration, or, you know, I was just motivated by that. But and mm-hmm. You're a sommelier, and I'll give you an example with the wine. It's just when you see a wine that, you know, or you taste the wine, and all of a sudden you think about a dish that could complement it, you know, mm-hmm. and you just create something out of it. You know, it could be something else for other people. When they see a color, you know, they think of a certain outfit, or, you know, when they taste something, they think of creating a recipe out of it. You know, it's just one of those things. That was one of those moments.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, so you came and you started writing. What and how did you choose which recipes to go? Because I'm sure your family have been cooking and had in their repertoire lots of dishes. So what was the process?
Well, I wanted to be different from the rest of the cookbooks that are out there. So I wanted to be different. I started writing, and I believe me, it took me 2 years and so many recipes and so much cooking and taking photos and then retaking them, remaking those recipes and, you know, taking those photos again. So yeah, cookbook is really not that easy to make, especially you're doing it all by yourself. Yeah, that was one of the fun things that I have done by cooking, taking photos, recreating it again, because, you know, the measurements weren't correct, because you know how it is, you know, my grandmother never had measurements. She really never had like a recipe book. It was more like she just knew how to make the recipes. And it was a lot of work with my mom. I kept asking her, and you know, calling her like 10 times a day, you know. And then my husband would come home and see like all this food, like from masalos to, I don't know, like a stew with pearl onions. And it's like he was like so excited, you know. He had fun. He had the most fun while I was making this book for that time being. So yeah, I want to make this example. Have you read Like Water for Chocolate book? It's a book by Laura Escurel, I believe. It's a story with the recipes and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen the movie. No, I haven't read the book, but yeah, I'm familiar with the story. But please share with our listeners.
yeah, this book is just, you know, it's a very interesting book with the recipes, the way she talks about them, you know, about those recipes and those stories, and the whole book is about her passion and everything, and that's kind of correlated with the food. And I think that was the idea for me, you know, for people to kind of relate to those recipes, where it's coming from.
Yeah, it is. Your cookbook says cooking with my Armenian family, and like you mentioned, this is not necessarily Armenian recipes. These are recipes of your Armenian family. So it's a compilation, and it's very special. You know, when you flip through the pages, you know, you look through the recipes, and with next to each recipe, there's a picture of a family. There's a picture of a gathering, and there is a story, you know, behind it, you know, which gives it a life. So when you read it, you kind of immerse yourself into the time and, I guess, the point of, you know, your family and what they were doing and how they were cooking and how you were celebrating. I love it. It's wonderful. So I had this kind of question. If you closed your eyes right now, and, you know, thought about your grandma, which recipe would come to your mind? And would you be thinking of the recipe and also like smelling the food and just being there?
Yeah, that would be masalosh. Salamajim.
That would be masalosh. So describe me, you know, what it's like, where are you and what's going on and what does the picture looks like?
Well, my memory for it, it's because every time she made it, it was not just 10 or 20. It was like 100 of those things that she made. And it was a whole day thing. It was just like making pizza. And family would be involved, and she would just be, you know, making the dough from scratch, and then she would just roll those doughs. I mean, she would not roll it, but she also she made it. She did it with her hands, and she would just put the meat. And then I remember the smell of it. You know, just you, every time, and you would smell it from the street. And that was like a big deal. You know, that day that she made it, it would be a big deal. And that's the one of the memories that I have. And it's in my book too. Actually, when I was making it, I made it several times because the smell wasn't the smell that I, after you cook or before you cook it, while it's in the oven, you can smell it. It wasn't that familiar. It wasn't familiar the first two, three times that I made until I actually perfected, you know, and I went with the smell actually. And that was the memory. Mm-hmm. That was very
interesting. It's so important. Yeah, it is so important. You know, when I think about my grandma and my grandpa, even they are Armenian, but they immigrated to Russia after the World War II. And when I think about them together, because my grandma loved to cook, she would make this Russian, like it's like a pocket pies or something. It's called chibureki. And I can just see them like together, like working in unison. And my grandma would be like rolling out the dough, and then my grandma would be stuffing it and then closing them with this little knife that has like little zigzags around it. And then my grandpa would fry it. And then it's like, there's the smell of this meat and the dough, and there's this frying oil. And then you take that hot chibureki and you bite it, and it's so juicy, and the water is coming out, like juice is coming out of it. It's like my absolute favorite memory. And I haven't been able to recreate that recipe. I have tried so many times. I can't get it to the point of that. And it's like, it's driving me crazy. I have to keep working on it. Such an amazing, amazing story. Madam Jan, we have maybe about another minute to before we go on to the break. You mentioned going back to your story, talking about masalosh. I'm not sure if our listeners know. Why don't you tell us what masalosh is, and then we can pick up our conversation when we get back.
Yeah, masalosh is actually a word that I prefer to use now, that, you know, versus lahmacun, because recently I found out that lahmacun is really not a word that, you know, it's not Armenian, obviously, but also this was something that was made by our ancestors long, long time ago, and I believe it was in what they used, and losh basically means lavash or flatbread, and masab, obviously, mis is, you know, mis. So if I know I have like Middle Eastern, or I think I have Mediterranean pizza in my book, and that's how I'm saying it. Yeah, it's a Middle Eastern pizza, and I have my grandmother's dad's lahmacun, which was actually his recipe, and that's what they called it. But now that we have the Armenian word for it, I prefer to use masalosh. And I'm actually thinking to change the name for the future buyers. That's something that's on my mind in the book. Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing information on masalosh, aka lahmacun. Wonderful conversation. We will be back shortly to continue our conversation with Mariam, author of the cookbook, Cooking with My Armenian Family. Stay with us.